Welcome to day 6 of our 21-day healing journey. We're going to take a moment to put our eyes, our faith and our focus in the love, grace and goodness of our God. So be still, try to switch off from the busyness around you. Take a moment to shift the focus from whatever is going on in your room, in your mind, in your body, and place your focus in the healing power of Jesus. Every day we encourage you to receive communion, and today we're going to speak about the power of communion. Jesus, in Luke chapter 22, verses 19, he took bread, he blessed it, and then he broke it, giving it to his disciples, saying, "This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And likewise, he took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you." What's so amazing about communion is not about you. It is about Jesus. When he took the bread, he broke it, saying, "My body is broken for you. My blood is shed to bring in a new covenant for you." Today, if you face a body that is declared broken, that is feeling weak, that feels overwhelmed, that faces sickness, Jesus says his body was broken so that yours can be made whole. His blood was shed so that you can live in a new covenant by which you are judged on the work of Jesus. You are declared blessed, righteous, and whole because of Jesus's blood that was shed for you. Every sin, past, present, and future, has been paid for by his sacrifice. Today, I encourage you to take communion and place your eyes on the cross of Jesus Christ and see your disease breaking him. And as it breaks him, it strengthens you, heals you. You are healed. You are restored because of the work of Jesus. Father, I thank you. We receive that revelation of your grace and your love today. We receive the supply of heaven. We receive the sacrifice of our Savior, and we declare it done in Jesus' name. Amen. Receiving communion is a powerful moment, and we encourage you to take a bread or cracker, water or juice around you. Even in a hospital room, you can use some of the food set aside and the water set aside as a powerful moment to receive communion. And communion is about placing your faith for your healing in the broken body of Jesus, for your forgiveness in the blood of Jesus, placing your focus on what Jesus has done for you. As you receive communion, reflect powerfully that no matter what you face, Jesus is greater. His love for you is greater, and he so desires to see you healthy and whole. Now I'd like to pray a blessing over you. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May his face shine upon you and show you his grace and give you peace.